Welcome back in Free HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We've been teasing this all day because it's just one of our favorite guys. We're joined now by Inky Johnson, former Tennessee Vols player, now a guy who just 24/7 inspires people. Inky, thanks so much for taking the time today, man. How you doing, and how you holding up these days?
Oh, man, first and foremost, it's an honor to be on. Thank you guys so much. But I'm doing great, man. You know, enjoying my family time and just trying to find the good in it.
Absolutely. Let's do this. We've had you on our show before. We've heard you speak before. We're all just completely blown away. But there are always people who are new to your story. Let's pick it up. You're a young guy. You're a little guy. You're a little guy who loves football. Let's start your story there.
Absolutely. Just a kid on the east side of Atlanta. Born to a 16-year-old mother, taken back to a two-bedroom home, and it was 14 of us living there. And I figured if I can make it to the NFL, I can help my family. And I loved everything about the game. And so I started playing football in the street. And the coach, one day, driving a blue pickup truck, you know, stopped, and he ended up paying for me and my cousins to play football in an organized league. And me and my three younger cousins and my family were the only ones to go to college. Henceforth, how I got to the University of Tennessee.
So did you have NFL dreams pretty early on, or were you trying to, Inky, use football as a vehicle to get you to college, get that degree, get that education?
It was both. It was both. I wanted to get my education because I wanted to be the first one to not only attend college, but graduate college. But I also wanted to go to the NFL from a financial standpoint because I felt as if I made that happen, I could take care of my family.
How did your mom do it, man? Because I was an only child and I had a single mom, and I'm amazed at what she was able to get done. But I can't imagine that situation with, you said, 14 in a two-bedroom?
Absolutely. But they weren't all brothers and sisters. It was cousins. It was uncles. It was aunts. And so I just have two little sisters. But my mom, she's incredible, you know. She's the one that fostered that fire in me. You know, I watched her work a double shift at Wendy's from the time I was a kid until I went to college. And so most nights I would be in the park after practice till 9 at night waiting on my mother. And when she would show up, I would ask her, could she sit back in her car after working her shift, and could she turn on her car lights while I chased this dream to go to the NFL? And she did it every time.
That's amazing. Inky Johnson with us. You talk about chasing that dream. I know it's a dream when you get contacted by colleges, you go on a recruiting trip, and I always find your story about your recruiting trip to Tennessee interesting because it was I get a hotel room, a bed all to myself. It's yeah. That was so special for you.
Absolutely. That moment changed my life because when I got up to Tennessee, I was already blown away and I was happy to be there. But guys were asking me, they was like, hey, man, do you want to go to this sorority party? Do you want to go hang out? Right? And I told the guys, I was like, would you mind taking me back to my hotel room? And guys were like, sure, we'll take you to get changed. And when I got there, I told them, I said, man, I'll catch you guys later. And they asked me, they said, man, are you sick? I was like, no, man, I'm cool. And I said, this is my first time being in a room by myself with my own bed, and it's a king size at that. So you guys can go party. I just want to be in a room with my own bed. And they said, you don't have a bed at home? I was like, no, I sleep on the floor. Absolutely.
Inky, walk us through what your reaction, like how did this all come about? You get a scholarship offer to Tennessee. Kind of walk us through what that meant to you.
Oh, man, it meant everything. But the way that it happened, my senior year at my high school, I was attending Clem High School. It was an Atlanta public school. And we got a new coach. And nobody wanted to coach us. You know, we were terrible, right? We were winning 2 games a year, right? And here you had this little passionate kid and myself that just wanted to win, right? But my senior year, I got discouraged because nobody wanted to coach us. We had 2 coaches that came and they left. And so we had this coach that came from the opposite side of town, Douglas High School, and he was supposedly a great coach. And so he called me his first day on the job, and he said, can you come and work out for me? I said, sure, I would love to. And after the workout, he said to me, he coached Robert Pomati and Jamal Lewis.
Yeah.
And he said, son, you can go to college like both of them. And he said, I believe in you. And he said, what college do you want to go to? I said, man, I just want to go to college. He said, no, what college do you want to go to? I said, I just want to go to college. And he put a tape together, and he sent it to Tennessee because he had relationships there from his time with Jamal Lewis. And Coach Foreman came down, and the first thing he did was crack a joke. He said, man, you're really small. He said, but you're tough. And he offered me a scholarship.
Inky Johnson, our guest. Inky, what does Philip Fulmer mean to you? What does the University of Tennessee mean to you now?
Man, Philip Fulmer is my guy. You know, I was in Nashville with him like 2 weeks before this coronavirus spread it the way that it has. And we did a speaking engagement together, and he did the introduction. And so he means the world to me. I text him every single morning. Like, he means that much to me. And the University of Tennessee, I'm forever indebted to that place, you know, and the people of Knoxville. Because when I got injured, those people rallied behind me, and they helped me, and they got me back on my feet. And so I forever loved that place.
Inky, can you walk us through that play where you got hurt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you something even cooler, and I'm going to roll into it. I just spoke with the offensive coordinator from Air Force that called that play on that day. I just spoke with him a week ago, and I had never spoken to him before, right? And it was an incredible exchange. But on that play,
wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
What did he say to you?
Man, this is so wild. He had coached my cousin at North Texas, and he said he couldn't say anything to him about he was the coach at Air Force that called the play that I got hurt. He said he couldn't bring himself to tell my little cousin that because he couldn't deal with it. And so he reached out via Twitter, and we connected, and we got on the phone. And the first thing I told him was, thank you, right? And I think it shocked him. And he's like, man, what do you mean? And I said, thank you, man, just for reaching out. And when we spoke, he said every team that he's ever coached on, he's told him about the cornerback he faced at Tennessee and the play he called that ended up resulting in his career ending and how the kid handled it.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So when we come back from break, we'll walk through that play, okay? And then let people know what you turn that play into. And it's an amazing story. Thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to reconnect after the break, Inky.
Absolutely.
More with Tennessee Vol, former Tennessee Vol, Inky Johnson, coming up on the other side. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. So. Reach all powered by the Tennessee Lottery, back with another segment with the great Inky Johnson, man who has been through so much in his life and now is just a guy who puts that positivity back in the universe every day. Inky, I know you told us an amazing story People are just joining us. You were saying that the guy, the coach at Air Force who had called the play that you were hurt on had reached out to you, and you were going to tell us about that specific play and that specific game when your whole life was altered. So let's go through the play, if you will.
Absolutely. And so I'll never forget, they were driving on us, and it was a little bit over 2 minutes left in the game, and we broke the huddle. And I said to my friend, Gerard Mayo, I was like, man, I hope they throw the ball my way so I can make a tackle and we can end this thing and get ready for Florida next week. And so when the play starts to unfold, I see the quarterback drop back, and he releases the ball to a guy, and he was coming down my sideline. And I had quarters coverage, and so I was one of the deepest guys on the field. And so when I break to go make the tackle, I'm running at a pretty good speed, and the guy that caught the ball was running at a pretty good speed. And as soon as I hit him, something different happened to me that had never happened to me before in my life. When I made contact, it seemed as if every breath of my body left, and my body went completely limp, and I fell to the ground, and I blacked out, and I had never experienced that before. And when I came to, my teammates were standing over me, and they said, Ink, get up, let's go. And I said, I can't. And that was a shot going from the crown of my head to the bottom of my feet, and then eventually left and stayed in my right arm and hand. And they brought the spine board off, and they wheeled me off the field.
So you go to the hospital, and your thoughts turn to survival, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when I get to the hospital, they were running tests and things were going pretty smooth. And then they take me back into a room, and the head doctor comes and he's running back. And I remember him screaming. And he was saying, guys, get in here. Got to rush this kid back to emergency surgery. He's about to die. And I looked at him because I thought he was just joking, because the situation was pretty cool up until that point. And so I asked him the question. I said, what happened? And he said, when we ran the test, we noticed you have ruptured your subclavian artery and you're bleeding internally. And he said, we have to take you back, take the main vein out of your left leg and plug it into your chest in order to save your life, or you won't be here in the morning.
Inky, your dream of playing in the NFL, of helping your family, is taken away in that moment. You're maybe the most positive person I've ever been around. So many people would have been affected in a completely different way. What enabled you to go down that positive path and want to kind of spread a different message?
Absolutely. So my whole life, I've always had people that helped me, right? Whether it was somebody paying for me to play Little League sports, or it was somebody seeing some potential in me that I couldn't see in myself. And it helped shape and mold me throughout my life. And so when I got injured, those same people were still present in my life, like in that hospital room. Like my coach that signed me up, that saw me playing in the street, he was at the edge of my bed in the hospital. My eighth grade math teacher and basketball coach, he was on the side of my bed in the hospital. My mother was there. And I'll never forget, I was apologizing to them. And I was like, man, I'm sorry. I can't make it to the NFL. I can't pay you guys back. I can't help you. And my coach, I'll never forget this, he looked at me, and he said to me, Inky, you think we did what we did for you so you can make it to an NFL? And I said, yeah, I thought that was part of it. And he said to me, man, bump the NFL. I don't even watch the NFL. He said, I did what I did for you so you could become a great man one day. He said, the only thing I want from you is for you to pay forward in the world what we did for you. He said, I just want you to add value. I just want you to impact somebody's life. And I took that fuel with me, and that's what got me out of the hospital. That's what has affected the way that I live my life until this day, every single day, trying to impact somebody's life and put positive into the world.
Inky Johnson, our guest, former Tennessee Vol. So you have to go through this period, and I remember reading about your surgeries and the things that you dealt with. You deal with all that stuff. You finish your degree and your time at Tennessee. At what point do you realize all this positivity that I'm putting in the world, I can take this everywhere. I can take my message everywhere. Who helped you start that career of this public speaking and public inspiring that you do now?
I would say just people and my relationship with God. But it was one incident in particular that impacted me, and I was with Eric Berry, and we were at Westtown Mall, and we had just got done doing a signing. And we went to leave, and Eric went to his car, and I was walking to my car, and a gentleman came running toward me. And he stopped a couple of feet away from me, and he was crying. And I'll never forget, he said to me, "Thank you." And I said, "Thank you, sir, but can you tell me what are you thanking me for?" And he said, "I saw your story on the news earlier." And he said, "I have a wife and I got 3 daughters." And he said, "Life had gotten tough and I was about to leave. And I saw your story and I said, if this guy can make humor and embrace what happened to him, surely I could stay in there and I could fight for my wife and my 3 daughters." And he left. And in that moment, I said, if I represent this to people, I have to take my existence more serious.
Isn't that the beauty of youth sports, Inky, is that it teaches kids to fight through adversity? Because life isn't always going to be easy. We all know that.
Absolutely.
But that it seems to be a centralized message in all of these clips that I see.
Absolutely. You know, that's the beauty of sports. Like, it teaches character. It teaches teamwork. It teaches fight through adversity. Right? Like, even when my career ended, I loved playing games on Saturdays. I loved it. But if you ask me what I really missed, I missed working through adversity and opposition with my teammates. That's what I missed.
Well, Inky, obviously our society right now is really, our world is working through adversity with what's going on with coronavirus and so many people and so many Americans losing jobs. And there's a lot of depression and some tough times for a lot of people right now. We've always looked at you as a form of inspiration. What would your message be to all of us, to humans at this point in this time and with what we're all going through?
I would say every single day, I start your day off with gratitude. You know, focusing on the things that we are grateful for and that we can control, because we're all facing unprecedented times and things that we've never experienced. You know, from people losing their lives to people losing their jobs. And as people, we love to control things. And when we can't control things, it instills a level of fear. And so my antidote for that is to control the controllables. Let's control our attitude, our energy, our focus, our perspective, and wake up every single day and find things to be grateful for.
Inky Johnson, our guest. I know you talk to people everywhere you go. What's the number one thing that people come up to you and they say that they are having a problem dealing with?
Failure. Failure is the number one thing. Accepting something that they've given everything to and it didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to turn out.
And your answer to that is what?
Is it really you failing or is it God prevailing?
When you, I know you'd love to address college football teams and sports teams and things like that. And, you know, we see clips and we watch and just fascinated by your messages. Is there a central message that you have for those groups? Because I know you speak to businesses and things like that too, but I'm curious from a sports angle, when you talk to a college football team, do you have a central message for those guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that message is appreciating the opportunity while you have it. You know, because a lot of guys at that phase of their life, you know, you can't tell them anything, right? They're at a point to where they're as strong as they've ever been. You know, they're doing things at a level that they've probably never done it at. They have resources like you wouldn't believe. They're getting praised after games. And so a lot of these guys, they don't think about the transition. And so therefore, when they don't make it to an NFL or they don't get praised anymore, when they have to find a job, it's hard, and they find themselves in an identity crisis. And so my message to them is appreciate the opportunity while you have it, but also form and create relationships so when you have to transition from this game, you have a foundation to stand on. But while you're part of it, give it everything you got.
I saw someone had tweeted this to you. They're showing videos of you to doctors and nurses who are literally fighting this global pandemic, and they are being inspired by your message. I can't imagine what that must feel like to you to know that you're inspiring those people right now.
Man, it's unbelievable. You know, it's humbling. Because, you know, our healthcare workers on the front lines right now, and they're fighting this virus with everything they got, and they're sacrificing time away from their families. And for somebody to tweet me that and say, hey, we shared your video at the hospital, then I just praise and I thank God for it.
Linky, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate your message and appreciate the example that you set every day. Thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to our next visit already. Can't wait to have you back on again soon.
You're the best, bro.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great one.
The great Inky Johnson. Yes, sir. InkyJohnson.com, at Inky Johnson. This